one of the challenges of creating in this very peculiar time is the lack of straight energy lines. And that is true in almost every place. The straight energy line is not to be found. And so, in a sense, you are working with yourself to the best of ability, preparing yourself for the opening, which you can see ahead of you, but it is not here yet, so that you will be prepared when the time is prepared. We are going to call this Heavenly Standard Time. And that is something that is very frustrating when you are in the human condition, because human standard time is not the same. But human standard time will not overtake heavenly standard time, because heavenly standard time is operating on a bigger wheel and has more things to deal with than your own time. And of course, you measure your own time by your feelings of frustration, or your feelings of why am I not there yet? Why is it not all coming together? That is quite human too. But the art of waiting without hurting yourself is something that you really want to keep in mind as important now. How do you hurt yourself? Well, in the waiting, there's a tendency to self-blame or to actually outwardly blame, all to blame in all of its unfortunate forms. And what you need to do in this time while we are waiting for something is to be very sure that you are on your own side, that you are willing to be in alignment with the universe. And this other thing, which is, of course, coming up now, since your world is in a rocking position, not a stable position, and that is the ability to change to some degree your understanding of what you can do and what you cannot do, to expand it, because much of what is going on requires that. You may have said to yourself, this thing is too hard for me, or this thing is not like me, or this thing, whatever your limitation was. And these are the times when you may need to press on those things a bit. And so when you find yourself resistant to that, do back up for a moment and realize that most of those things are controlled not by something that's genuinely truthful, but by some kind of fear that you might be carrying. So this is a wonderful time to allow yourself to not think about yourself in a limited way, but to move more toward thinking of yourself in an unlimited way. The way the world is moving, it is requiring us to change and to shift, but for a better thing. So before you bond with a limitation, stop and think about what is going to happen when we land in the light. And when we land in the light, you want to be to the best of your ability without limitation. So we are going to think about that and integrate that. And now we are going to meditate together. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. And let it cleanse the root so that the root is not limited or fearful about creating a life. Feel that energy come up into the second center and displace judgment and shame. Come up into the solar plexus. Wash away any emotions that do not serve you. Up into the heart and let that water nourish the garden in your heart and bring it strength and the ability to grow and expand. Feel that energy in your throat and let it wash away limiting conversation about your own life, about anything else. Feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and wipe it clear so that your ability to intuit without fear now becomes a power for you. Feel that cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. Feel the crown open. Move your energy up through your body and out through the crown. And feel your consciousness move higher into the night sky. And feel yourself become a light among many, many lights. Now see that a path opens to you and allow yourself to step onto the path and let the path take you upward without effort. And feel the air around you which has been prepared for you with all the things you need to take in. All of the blessings that you need for your path. And as you move on that path, breathe in the blessings. Now as you move upward, know that you are coming to a place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. spoken with your teacher, know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. Thank your teacher and receive the teacher's blessing. Come back down the path. Breathe energy into your heart to balance. And in that balance, rise above and as a gift, find a message or a symbol for those who sit here with you. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.